is communications. Carla, the first individual, please.
Item 65, request of Robert Patterson to address council regarding homeless bill of rights.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Thank you, council. My name's Robert Patterson. It's been a mantra of mine lately that homeless people should be a protected class. Now, such an assertion is pregnant with legal implications, and admittedly, part of its appeal to me is the favor it might find with the trial lawyer lobby that seems to steer the wheel of my party from time to time. I realize, however, that statute rarely offers total solutions. To be sure, some rights, the right to vote and to representation, are endangered to the homeless. It also, however, occurs to me that part and parcel to liberty is the right to drop out, to go off the grid. Thoreau's Walden would not have been the same were it clogged with census takers and tax men. But there are times, rare and momentous times, at which one must demand with closed fist to be counted, must demand with closed fist to matter. Times as in Selma and Stonewall. We live in one of those times today. This White House would strip away the voices of undocumented citizens if it could. It would silence the voices of the homeless if it could. I implore this council not to be an accomplice to that crime. As we approach the 2020 census, it is difficult to overstate the importance of counting every single Portlander. Hanging in the balance is this state's sixth congressional seat and the future of federal funding owed to this deserving county and city. On another level, a personally meaningful level, there's a more important reason to count every single Portlander, and that is the sheer dignity delivered when leaders stoop to recognize even the lowliest among them. Counting everyone says unambiguously that everyone matters. It says it to Washington, D.C., to Salem, and to the corner of Broadway and Burnside. It says that the undocumented will still be given sanctuary. It says that the unsheltered will still be given solace. It takes what many dismiss as a regrettable outcome and transforms it into a beginning full of promise. That is a unique opportunity indeed, and I sincerely hope that the council not pass it up. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.